How are you, Mayor?
Good morning, Joe.
Nice to see you last week at that great ribbon cutting for the new Yawkey Housing Resource Center. What an amazing facility that's going to be.
It is. It's state of the art, and it deals with the challenges of today with the right resources. The place they were in was, as we know, was an old registry building. It worked for a long time, but it wasn't the best of situations. So this is ideal, treating people with some of the challenges.
Yeah, it's really a bold new initiative in the whole field of helping folks prevent homelessness, right?
Yes. I mean, the homelessness is complicated. You get the mental illness issues. You get the addiction issues. You got people that just fall on bad times. It's some combination of things which require different types of assistance and treatment. So I'm looking forward to this really helping lots of people going forward. Fortunately we have it, but unfortunately we have the challenge.
Well, right, exactly, yeah. Now, what does the opening of that do for the development of the new public safety complex?
Well, they're not fully open. Okay. They're still waiting on, I was talking with National Grid the other day, mm-hmm. still waiting on an important transformer on the final electrical pieces. So they're supposed to be in by the end of the summer, hoping that National Grid was able to do something sooner. Mm-hmm. It allows us then to complete the demolition of that side of Broad Street and continue to work on the foundation for the new police headquarters.
Okay. It's funny, I haven't been down there in a while, and I noticed there's a new gas station where the old gas station used to be.
Yeah, that's our new gas station.
Oh, okay.
Which was on the other side of that campus, if you will, mm-hmm. closer to Public Works, but we needed that space as well for the build-out. So we used the tanks that were there for the station that we bought.
Oh.
And they were in much better shape and newer than what we had had. So it actually worked out very well for us.
Oh, okay. So that's to fuel city vehicles.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Fleet, yep.
Now, will that whole intersection there with the Southern Artery and Broad Street be redesigned at some point?
Yes, the Southern Artery and C Street, the state's looking at it right now from McGrath Highway all the way around up to that corner.
Okay.
To look at whether there should be a different lane layout. But certainly, for example, coming out of Broad Street, mm-hmm. eventually it'll be right turn only. You will not be able to take a left turn coming out.
Okay.
And that was the reason we made that connection up to Field Street.
Yes. Yep.
To Father Bill, so you'd be able to go up to Field Street and then come to a light and then be able to take your left.
Much safer, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Death-defying trying to take a
There's
left.
There's just so much volume on that street, and much of it comes from the whole South Shore on 3A.
Right.
Particularly in the morning heading to Boston, and then the reverse going home in the evening.
So will the access to the new public safety complex be changed, or how will you access that?
No, you'll still be able to access it from C Street.
Okay.
All the workers and people working in the building would access it from Broad Street, because that's where the deck will be. But
right.
And they could get to it from C Street as well, but probably a little bit easier on Broad Street. But, yeah, the public parking for the station will be out toward the closer to the front,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the back deck that we're building is all for employees, so it should work out much better than what we have today.
Right, gotcha. Okay, it's a lot of changes coming there, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Tonight, Mayor, as you're well aware, is the last scheduled meeting of the Quincy City Council for this legislative session, and a lot of usual year-end transfers, I see, but I thought we could talk a little bit.
It's not the end of the legislative session. It's a summer break. Legislative session ends December 31st.
Okay.
It's a summer break, yes.
But a lot of appropriations. It looked like kind of routine appropriations on the agenda. But go ahead.
Essentially, at fiscal year end, we get a balance of books. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, some departments come in under, some come in over for various reasons. And the year end, we're able to essentially transfer in and out to make the books in compliance.
Yeah. There is a order of land taking for the IHOP restaurant on the parking way.
Yes, which is no surprise. That's been part of the plan for some time.
Yep.
It gets it in the books, and, the city council will not be acting on it, obviously, Monday night, but it gets them thinking about it. We'll have our ducks in a row so that if we don't have a special meeting in the summer, certainly by September we can begin to move on that. That was always part of the plan on that side, the Urban Redevelopment District. plan, which includes the taking to build another parking garage. We have one at Kilroy. Mm-hmm. There was always parking going to be needed on this side of the square, and this is part of that process.
And would this be to serve the Fox Rock development?
Actually, this would serve a different development south of the bridge.
Okay.
The Fox Rock development is going to be north of the bridge, and they're going to be building a garage as well that we'll participate in. So instead of one mammoth garage, it'd be two more bite-sized, if you will, garages to make it easier in and out.
Okay.
Sometimes when they get too big, you know, people don't like to travel in those, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So would this be a city-owned garage?
Yes.
It would be. Okay. And what will be the next step after the taking has occurred?
Well, the taking would be is a legal document. Mm-hmm. Then there's the relocation piece under the law. We have to find either we buy them out, or we help them relocate physically to another location in around the square.
Okay. Have they indicated that they want to do that?
You know what? I'm not directly involved in that.
I see.
You know, the planning department team and their lawyers would be involved in that. So that I don't know offhand.
Okay. Also, there's an appropriation from free cash to the stabilization account for $8.6 million. Is that a routine operation?
Yeah, it's all part of the year-end events.
Mm-hmm.
So municipal finance works in conjunction with the city auditor and go through everything. And it's all part of that year-end stuff that we talked about.
Yeah. And I noticed the hotel-motel tax, almost $200,000. How does that compare to years past?
It's on the upswing.
Really? Okay.
It is. We had some tough years during the pandemic, but the hotel tax is doing very well because the hotels are doing well again, which is great.
Very good. Speaking of urban redevelopment, I have been asked to ask you if there's any update on the Wollaston redevelopment plan.
Nothing new as of today. I know there's a lot of planning in the background. I know there's a lot of discussions in the background, but nothing new. I know that you're probably aware that the Galvins bought out the Buell Theater property from Michael Fang.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're advancing some conceptual plans for that block. So we look forward to working with them on some great improvements to the heart of Wollaston Center right there in the middle.
Has an actual district been approved, a redevelopment district?
I don't think it's been approved by DHCD yet.
Okay.
I know that we've been advancing it at the local level. I'm not sure if the state has approved.
Okay. Is that required in order to really...
It is required, yes.
...move forward, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not required for every project, but it's required for what we're trying to do, creating the urban redevelopment district.
Right.
Yep.
Very good. Anything else you should touch on, Mayor? I know a Porch Fest is coming up this weekend. That's gotten to be huge.
It's become a real big tradition.
It really has.
I know Councilor Kane, Walter Hubley, and a number of folks were initially part of that. And who would have thought how popular it's become? But it's an event that people just relax and enjoy. And we don't have enough of that today, you know.
Mm.
Everyone's working hard, working long hours, and it's an opportunity for people and to see their neighbors. You know, we live in a time where you don't have the interaction we used to have with our neighbors, and that's due in part to our lifestyle changes as well. But this just brings everybody out, and people are talking, and it's awesome. It really is.
Yes.
I've heard from a lot of people that it's their favorite event of the year, and of course, Flag Day is mine. I have my own preference, but no, it's turned into a big event. And I know different parts of the city, it's more popular than others. And some of that's driven by, it really pops in the more passive neighborhoods. It's, it's tough to do it on a main drag. So,
right. Yeah,
but it's great. No, it's a great event. Hopefully the weather's going to help us cooperate, but,
It's been a challenge this year for trying to get events in. Yeah, it really has.
Especially the weekends.
Especially the weekends. Especially Flag Day.
Yes, indeed. So we were clear, but Mother Nature had the last laugh.
Yes, there's a picture of me somewhere completely drenched. But
I can appreciate that.
But we persevered.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too.